This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by the Honorable John Rose from Tennessee, 6th Congressional District, I believe. Is that right?
That's right. The northeastern quadrant of Middle Tennessee.
So when we talk about that 6th District and agriculture, what will we find?
Well, it's historically very diversified. We have some row crop areas of the district, but rolling hills, some rocky soils, particularly where my farm is. So beef cattle, historically tobacco, burley tobacco. Still have one of the largest burley producing counties in the country in my district. So, but like my farm, historically fairly diversified.
Interesting when we talk about ag and Tennessee, because not only are you a farmer, but you actually worked for farmers in Tennessee, didn't you?
Well, so I worked briefly as our Commissioner of Agriculture for a period fairly early in my life when I was in my mid-30s, and a great opportunity to learn about agriculture from that perspective and how government interfaces with farmers. And I'm trained as an ag economist. That was my original pursuit in life, and ended up taking a turn and ending up in the IT training business, and before that got a law degree. But throughout that time, I pursued my interest of maintaining our family farm legacy, which goes back to 1790. I'm the 8th generation.
We look at the district right now, and we're seeing wide swings. Most of the time when we go east or west of the Mississippi, it's extremely dry. And back to the east, we find it's a little wetter. What are you finding in your area?
So, you know, being up here, it's hard to keep your finger on the pulse. But we have a number of areas in the district that are dry and need rain. Probably not as severe as some areas of the country, but it's becoming a factor here. I just was visiting with one of our major row crop producers in the western end of my district who said corn crop already damaged. Even if we get good rain from here out, probably some reduction in yield because of the dry weather that we've had there in the district.
A common theme, whether it's Congress or the administration, has been climate change. And we've seen that pop up in many different areas, but probably one of the most interesting areas has been the SEC, and we're not talking about football. We're talking about the Securities and Exchange Commission. What's happening there?
Well, so we have an activist chair of the SEC in Chair Gensler, who I think is trying to use the SEC to effectuate kind of the liberal agenda, the progressive agenda when it comes to climate change. So they have proposed a rule that would be very sweeping across the economy and particularly impact farmers, I believe, in a negative way, that would require public companies to report their impact on the climate. But where it really sweeps broadly is that it includes something called Scope 3 emissions, whereby publicly traded companies would be required to get information from their suppliers and their customers, both upstream and downstream in the value chain, and that would reach most farmers in this country.
Is it safe to say that most farming operations could not provide that information at this point?
Well, they're certainly not currently equipped, and I think one of the pitfalls of this proposed rule is that nobody really knows how to count these emissions presently or calculate them. And so you're going to have farmers who already have their hands full doing what they do, being asked to provide information when it's unclear exactly what that information should be, what it should encompass, how to calculate it. And of course, the SEC hasn't really thought carefully through how to eliminate duplicative reporting, that sort of thing. So it's not really clear how this is going to be helpful or useful. And frankly, it's the Securities and Exchange Commission, not the Securities and Environment Commission. And so they're outside of their lane and in a way that I think is not helpful. That's a decision Congress needs to make if it wants to enlarge the province of the Securities and Exchange Commission. They have their hands full. They have a job, an assigned job they've had since the 30s, which is to provide for safe and efficient capital markets, protect investors, and facilitate the formation of capital. And if they're not attending to their number one priority, you have to believe that number one priority is probably not going to get addressed in the way that it should. And they don't have the expertise or knowledge or resources to effectuate environmental policy in the way that they're envisioning here.
So if this is a road the SEC is looking at least building, maybe not paving yet, what options does the ag industry, what options does Congress have?
Sure. Well, so I think, obviously agriculture will be the object of this new regulatory overreach by the SEC. So we have to work, I think it's the job of me and others in Congress to advocate for the SEC to draw back from this, to stay in their lane. But there'll probably be litigation on this issue, and certainly the recent decision in West Virginia versus the EPA, I think, would point to the courts maybe coming to the aid here and saying this is beyond the scope of what the SEC has been empowered to do. And that's certainly our hope. But I think we'll work hard on the congressional side. Certainly we've been advocating. I was joined by more than 100 members on a bipartisan basis in urging Chair Gensler and the SEC to back away from this expansive proposal. We've got other legislative efforts afoot to try and restrict what the SEC does here. And I think it's a kind of address this on all fronts.
So good to see you. Thanks for the work you're doing. We wish you the best.
Thank you very much. A pleasure being with you today.
Okay, he represents the 6th Congressional District of Tennessee. The Honorable John Rose on today's Agribusiness Report.